Are you still with me? Are we going to do segment 5 at 200 words per minute? Okay. In the wine trade, there is an expression known as bottle sickness. This is due to the fact that the changing of the wine from the cask to the bottle interferes with its progress. Wine that has been freshly bottled is not drinkable. The wine adjusts to its new environment after a while and continues its fermentation in a normal manner. Wine that remains in the bottle too long is said to be dead. This means that the wine has lost its flavor, its body, its aroma, and its color. Just as no two people are alike, no two wines are alike. Wines are said to have their own personalities, and the words used in describing wines have special meanings. Dry is the opposite of sweet. Acidity gives bite to the flavor and is an important quality which adds to the aroma. Experts speak of the character of the wine. They describe wine in terms such as depth, which is a subtle richness that gives the feeling of many flavor layers. A wine may be foxy, meaning it has a spicy tang. It might be light or full-bodied in connection with the tactile sense that it imparts to the tongue. A ripe wine is mellow and has reached its full bloom of maturity. A rich wine has a good combination of fruit, flavor, and body. A velvety wine has a special silky smoothness, while a delicate wine is a light one with an agreeable flavor and quality. A big wine is one that is strong in flavor and high in alcohol content. Woody wines have a particular odor from aging in oak casks. Fruity wines are those which are just pleasantly ripe. Deep wines are those that are full and rich in bouquet. Storing wines is important only in the case of those which continue to age. Such wines should be stored by laying the bottle on its side. Wine can be drunk from a glass of any quality, shape, or size, but there is an advantage in having a glass that is smaller at the lip than in the middle in that it intensifies the bouquet and helps the drinker enjoy the aroma and the taste of the wine volatiles, the properties which are released when the wine evaporates. Wine glasses are usually filled just halfway and should be large enough to hold about 3 or 4 ounces without the wine reaching the top of the glass. Many experts have developed a process known as whistling in. They take about half a teaspoon of wine in the mouth, then suck in air to cause the alcohol to evaporate. This helps them to explore the qualities of the wine as it is swirled around in the mouth and brought into touch with the taste buds. Many people prefer to drink white wine and pink wines at a temperature of about 10 degrees Celsius and red wines at about 15 degrees Celsius. Placing a bottle of wine on the bottom shelf of the refrigerator for about an hour usually brings it to a temperature that is best for drinking, but sudden chilling in the freezer may tend to hurt the wine. A bottle of wine should be opened about a half hour before the time it is served for the best taste results. The cork should be removed slowly and the bottle turned slowly as it is lifted from the glass so that the wine does not drip out. To most people, wine is of value because it adds to the enjoyment of a meal. In some cases, wine is of value because it provides needed calories to those who have trouble because of poor appetite. Sometimes doctors prescribe wine before bedtime to help patients sleep. Even though doctors disagree on the value of wine in improving appetite and in its use as a sedative, few argue about its ability to improve morale. Some even consider small amounts of alcohol as found in limited amounts of wine to be one of the world's best antidotes for stress. Certainly wine is the world's oldest tranquilizer. Just as with any medication, there is a large difference between use and abuse. More and more people are learning to appreciate good quality wine. To explore different wines, educating one's palate to distinguish poor wines from excellent is a pleasant form of learning. Yes, indeed it is. Now let's have a glass or two of wine. Sorry about mixing up those vine and wines in there, but so be it. Had too many glasses of wine, I guess.